Good evening. Good evening. We welcome all of the Darrell campus students as well as those of you that are online. Let me say that it has been an absolute pleasure being able to share and teach with all of you these classes that our apostle designed for us to be partakers of. This Catching the Waves book is really a great, gives you great insight. And hopefully tonight we can wrap up chapter 18. And I want to encourage you all to go back to read Alliance of Honorable Men, chapter 18, The Model Father, chapter 19, Pattern Sons, Pattern Daughters, and couple that along with chapter 18 in Catching the Waves of Revival, which is entitled Times of the Revivalists. Amen. So I want to make sure you do that. Just because school is over, be a student. Remember what 2 Timothy 2:15 say: study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Our apostle shared with us, if we don't rightly divide the word, then the word cannot rightly divide us. Amen. Father, tonight we give you thanksgiving, praise, and honor. We thank you for apostolic grace. We thank you for our apostle, for the apostolic call that's upon his life and upon the life of his family, upon the lives of the sons and daughters that will connect to him around the world. We thank you for this school. We thank you for the purpose that you established this school, and that is so that apostolic government can be carried out throughout the earth. We thank you. We praise you for the Holy Spirit, our teacher tonight. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. Chapter 18, the seventh stage of the final stage of revival, times of the revivalists. And we're going to pick up from where we left off last class. And this will be the culmination of this class. Okay. All right. So we got, amen. Yeah. Somebody say Apostle was here last night. Well, Apostle here every night. Class go sow. Here's the motto. Keep on sowing. Every opportunity for you to gather and sow into Apostle Thompson's life is another time for you to grow. Amen. Say, I'm training y'all, ain't I? Yeah, see, it teaches a difference. Somebody said, well, you know, I was here last night too. But I'm here tonight, and far as I'm concerned, every time I'm here, he here. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
We're not looking for opportunities not to sow. We look for opportunities to sow. And God always gives seed to the sower. And y'all saw what happened last night, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, God spoke to me. Mm-hmm. After class, say, bring him 1,000. Well, just because God told me to bring him 1,000 don't mean I take this. Y'all ain't talking to me. What I was going to give tonight, say, oh, no, Lord, I got to hold on to that. No, keep on sowing. Okay, let's get to the lesson tonight. Come on, son.
Spiritual fathering. The times of the revivalists are times. To fulfill the essential needs for spiritual fathering. Samuel was a spiritual father. And mentor to David.
And Samuel was also a mentor unto King David.
Today's generation is a fatherless generation.
Now, pay attention to that statement. Today's generation is a what?
Fatherless generation.
We live in a day now where mothers are trying to play two roles. Baby, let me tell you something. That can't happen. A father is a father and a mother is a mother. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But this generation need real fathers, but they need those fathers in the church. Are you listening? Okay, go ahead.
Unless the prophetic fulfills its purpose.
Of joining the hearts of the fathers.
To the sons. And the hearts of the sons toward their fathers.
There will not be spiritual succession. There will not be succession. That means whatever God put in our forefathers, the original message that he put in our forefathers, cannot be properly transferred to the next generation without spiritual fathering, without the prophetic. You listening? Okay, go ahead.
There will not be spiritual succession and continuance.
There will not be spiritual succession and continuance
of God's eternal purpose.
Of God's eternal purpose. Did you catch that? Now remember when we first started teaching in this class, we talked about catching the waves is based upon the principle of continuance. See, those of us who are joined to Apostle Thompson, we are called to carry forth the message that God has given him. Are you listening? Go ahead, sir.
Spiritual succession and continuance.
Spiritual succession and continuance. We need to understand that we are
not running a new race.
We're not running a new race.
But are continuing one started by your forefathers.
But we are continuing the race that was started by our forefathers. Hold on 1 second. We must carry out that message by our forefathers in its original content and state. You can't be changing stuff. It must be kept original. We can't make up stuff Jesus said. We got to preach what Jesus said. Here's something for preachers that they need to understand. When Jesus trained the 12 apostles, they came back and reported to him what they taught. You don't find no preacher saying that, huh? Because everybody won't be original. Are you listening? But the apostles went out and taught what Jesus taught them to teach, then came back and told him what they taught. That's called accountability. Thank you for your enthusiasm. So when your pastor entrusts you to preach, you don't need to be trying to come up with your revelation. Shandai. Go ahead. This generation of Christians
are building upon the truth.
Are building upon the truths
and
dimensions
restored in the past generation.
Restored in the past generations.
We are to bring those restorational.
We are to bring those restorational truths
to
maturity.
We are to take that which has been restored.
We are to take that which has been restored
in earlier generations.
And bring them to a greater level of
excellence. And bring them to a greater level
of excellence. In each generation, it should get stronger. Go ahead.
To receive from the previous moves.
To receive from the previous moves.
The new move is the continuation of the old order.
The new move is a continuation of the old order.
Need to run our own distance allotted to us in the race.
We need to run our own distance allotted to us in the race.
We need to know.
We need to know.
What God wants us to do.
What God wants us to do.
In our generation.
In our generation.
Being faithful to God.
Being faithful to God.
Has entrusted to a past generation.
Has been entrusted to a past generation.
Will only make us relevant.
Will only make us relevant.
For that past generation.
For that past generation.
David served his generation.
David, King David, served his generation.
Served his generation well because he knew.
He served his generation well because he knew.
What he needed to do.
What he needed to do.
With his life then.
With his life then. Do y'all understand that? He knew what to do in the now. Go ahead.
Are responsible to maintain the past victories.
Say that again.
Are responsible to maintain the past victories.
Are responsible for maintaining the past victories.
And present destinies.
And present destinies.
We are a generation.
We are a generation.
Where the past and future.
Where the past and the future.
Are held together.
They are held together.
We need to be faithful.
We need to be faithful.
All that we have in Christ.
To all that we have in Christ.
We need to cherish and nurture.
We need to cherish and to nurture.
All that our forefathers.
All that our forefathers have achieved.
And gained.
And gained.
The forefathers have invested in us.
The forefathers have invested in us.
Their hope and dreams.
Their hopes and their dreams.
The forefathers gained many things.
The forefathers gained many things.
And exploits not for themselves.
And exploits But they didn't do it for themselves.
But to lay a solid foundation.
But they did it to lay a solid foundation.
For us to run and win this race in style.
For us to run and to win this race in style. Now I must put a peg here to say this to you. It's hard for us to comprehend that we will be able to carry on even greater works than what the apostle is doing here. I'll go ahead and scratch your head. Because it's never apparent in training how far you're going to go. But remember what Jesus told the 12 he trained. The works that I do shall you do also. But I'm not satisfied that you can do the works that I do. But greater works than this shall you do. Why? Because I'm going to the Father. And when I go to the Father, the same one that helped me to accomplish my agenda, to accomplish the Father's agenda, to accomplish the Father's will, the same one that helped me to do it, I'm going to send him back to you. And when he gets in you, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, I'm talking about the Comforter, when he gets into you, you're going to be able to carry out your spiritual father's assignment as though God gave it to you. Because the spiritual father will be accurate in training you.
Right.
See, Money Cometh wasn't just for Apostle Thompson. It was for everybody who would connect.
Right.
No money started being placed in my hand until I made a connection.
Right.
Even though God spoke to me and say, son, I'm going to make you rich preaching this gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But God's way of making me rich didn't come like other people thought. God had me take a $100 seed and put it in a man's hand who he gave Money Cometh, who had an apostolic call and anointing upon his life. And from the first day I put that $100 into his hand till this day, hundreds of dollars, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. I know half of y'all will believe, huh? But it works because God gives seed to the sower, but the connection was made. Read, sir.
The forefathers' desires
are not only achieved,
but they are brought to perfection. The forefathers' efforts
are rewarded in our
attainment in Christ. Concept of spiritual fathering.
Now we're going to deal with the concept of spiritual fathering.
Spiritual fathering is an apostolic function.
Notice that. Spiritual fathering is a what?
Apostolic function.
It's an apostolic function.
Rendered to those. On whom the apostle wants. To reproduce himself into.
Go ahead.
The fathering process
is to put in these men
the very life
and nature of our being
to be reproduced in them. The apostolic succession takes place through the process of spiritual fathering.
Notice what it said. The process of spiritual fathering, because spiritual fathering is a process. Now, I'm going to share something with you. There will come a time when your will will cross your father's will. And it is at that time that you qualify to be a son or a daughter. Y'all ain't talking to me. Now, see, you got to read your Bible. Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus prayed. He said, Father, if it be possible, take this cup from me.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
But not my will. Your will be done. Yeah. Oh, you ain't never saw this. Don't act like you saw this because I'm about to peel over something you know you haven't saw. Jesus went a step farther. Jesus said, Father, all things are possible unto you. You understand what that means? That means I really don't have to take this cup. Because all things are possible unto you. But nevertheless, not my will. Your will be done. See, Jesus knew the Father could have did it different. But Jesus accepted the fact that if my Father changes his original intent, it would only be because my will got in the way. So I got to bite the bullet and say, not my will, but thy will be done. Oh, yeah. It's going to happen to you. It happens in ministry. It happens in life. Husband and wives. That's okay. Y'all know that was a picture of the church, huh? That was a picture of Christ in this relationship to the church. Are you listening? So there will be a time when somebody wills cross and somebody going to have to be submitted. Oh, nobody won't preach that. Okay, come on, read here, sir.
Spiritual fathering starts on a level of relationship.
Spiritual fathering starts on a level of relationship
already established. Normally a teacher and disciple relationship. Allows the Holy Spirit to lay the basis for the progression of love and intimacy. All normal relationships progress into higher levels of intimacy and maturity. Time and effort on both sides of the relationship is essential for this maturity process to take place. The church has to move in some measure of maturity before she's ready to be what?
Father. Now, I'm going to tell y'all right now, remember, we're living in a what? Fatherless generation. So that's in society. That's also in the church, because many people don't come to the church to be father. They come to change the father and tell him he's antiquated and outdated. Y'all ain't talking to me. You ain't with the program here, little reverend. No, baby. You don't smoke one too many reefers. Come on, go ahead.
Both parties involved can desire for the fathering relationship to begin. Spiritual fathering is the extension of the fatherhood of God in a tangible way to reproduce sons.
Ephesians 3:14-15. But I want to make a peg here and say this. It is the agenda of the Son. It is the purpose of the Son to always bring honor to his father. That's what causes a son to be a bad motor scooter. I know y'all saw a term way back in the day. Go ahead.
The nature of spiritual fathering derives its blueprint from the fatherhood of God. All spiritual fathering stems out of the revelation of the fatherhood of God.
In other words, you got to look at the relationship between God and his son. Now, y'all ready for this? Y'all want to talk about reproduction? For it was God who was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. When Jesus said, "Why are you looking at me? It's not me doing the work. It's my Father in me." What he was saying is, my Father reproduces himself through me, in so much that if you take a look at me, you've seen him. You know what a bold statement for somebody to say, when I see you, I see Apostle Thompson. No, y'all ain't talking to me. If they can see you, you ain't got far enough out the way yet. You ain't nothing till you smell like your daddy. Manifest him. Not only, and I ain't just talking about money here, children. See, people get it all twisted. Apostle Thompson is not just about the apostolic and prophetic message of money coming. He's a pastor. Are you listening? He's a master trainer. Are you listening? There are other things that he teach. Consecration, sanctification, dedication, accountability, availability, integrity, family life, living the best life. Come on now. Let's not limit what he's doing. The impact of his ministry far supersedes just money cometh. Money cometh is not the only thing going around the world, because in order for you to get money cometh, you got to get the person who got it. If you don't love the person, you can't get what he got. Go ahead, son.
We extend this revelation
to those whom
we are fathering. We must first experience
the fatherhood of God
in our own lives
so that we can impart
this dimension
through our relationships.
We cannot father others
properly
if we have not
been fathered ourselves. Now stop, I got to say this. Isn't that what we see in the world today? Young men who've never been fathered trying to have babies and fathering. Here's a word that young folk need to know. Well, I'm going to take care of my baby. Baby, you got to take care of the one who the baby came from. Oh, no. Come on, let me help you while I'm here. Whoever you came from, you must remain attached to in order to get the blessing. Now pay attention in class. God took Eve out of Adam's side, not under his feet. And she came from him. Now her name wasn't Eve. Adam named her Eve because she was taken out of man's side. She was called woe man, man with the feet, man with the womb. Are you listening? Now Adam was responsible for protecting her. That's why Paul got the revelation when God say, when a man should leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, God was not just talking about the marriage union. He was talking about the relationship between Christ and his church. Christ loved the church so much, he gave his life. Are you listening to me? Now, whoever you came from, you got to remain attached to. Are you listening? So if a man is intimate with a woman and produces a child and neglects the mother, are you listening? Now the child is automatically neglected because her mental state, are you listening? If her emotions all jacked up, guess who's getting it? The child. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
Spiritual fathering
is a divine strategy
to reform society. The strategy involves God is sending the Elijah type of ministries
and ministry towards us.
This is God's divine appointment
for the church.
It's a time of specific work
upon the church
through the prophetic mantle
of mature ministries.
The response of the church
to this new dimension
and prophetic development
through the means of spiritual fathering.
God has to first turn
the hearts of their fathers
to their children. Spiritual fathering
starts with the spiritual fathers
identifying who their children are
and working
training them to grow
up in the ways of the Lord.
God turns the heart of the children
to their fathers.
Spiritual fathering is completed
with the children feeling belong
and accepted as sons
by those who they are submitting
their lives to as their fathers.
God coming
into the society through these relationships.
And God comes into the society through this father-son relationship.
To affect the surrounding community.
To affect the surrounding communities. Spiritual fathering raised up.
Continuance to the spiritual ministry.
Continuance through the spiritual ministry. God has placed in that town.
The spiritual ministry gather.
Spiritual ministry gathers
momentum
and gets reproduced
through the sons in the faith.
Through the sons who are in the faith.
The sons now duplicate
the call
and ministry and multiply
the effectiveness
of the original spiritual ministry.
Did you hear that? That's the blueprint. That's the blueprint. You're going to go farther if you follow right. You got to be a good son before you can ever be a father. A bastard son will never be a father. That's why we need men and women today who will submit to apostolic government, spiritual fathering, and training. You cannot do this on your own. That's why we got so many churches being ineffective, because we got bastards and no sons. Roo. How much time we got about that? Okay, we got time here. Roll. Go ahead.
Different ways of fathering.
There are different ways of spiritual fathering.
To produce. Different caliber and sons.
Different ways of fathering will produce different caliber and sons. Go ahead.
In spiritual fathering,
we need to realize
the type, the way, or the method the spiritual father uses
is dependent
upon the nature
of his call
and ministry.
So everything that God wants to do in my life is dependent upon the nature of what God is doing in Apostle Thompson. If God told me that's my father, I don't get a chance to say no, he not. I mean, I can tell God, no, he not, but that's the end for God. God say, I already told you who he was. Now, if he does something to run you off, don't get mad at him. It's you, because he's not to submit to you. He's your father. You submit. Oh, God. The church need to hear this, don't they? Read. Sir,
the more mature
and developed
a spiritual father is
in ministry,
the greater the horizon
and scope
for the spiritual sons. We can only beget after our kind.
Apostle Thompson can only produce little y'all boys. See, people get all tripped out about, do you know what an honor it is for to be begotten by a man of honor? Behold. Let's see what that scripture says. What they say. It's in 1 John 3:1, I believe it is. Come on, get it. It's on my Bible. I got this. I'm not you. Let them get it. 1 John 3:1. What did it say?
Behold,
what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Is that enough? What manner of love bestowed upon us that we should be called? Do you know what an honor it is to be called the son of God? Huh? Then it's also an honor to be called a son of another man. Read, sir.
All our spiritual children can have what we have
and more.
Spiritual fathering is not a production of
any kind,
but it's a reproduction of
our kind. You know, it's not a reproduction of any kind. It's a reproduction of our kind. God wanted not only Apostle Thompson in the earth realm, but he wanted to have sons and daughters that can carry out the assignment that God gave him. And the success of a son is rooted and his connection to his father, his ability to connect to the agenda and to carry it out exactly as the father ordained.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
Spiritual fathering requires maturity of ministry.
For spiritual fathering
to fully take place, we need to develop the maturity
to reproduce ourselves
in and through
the lives of others.
We need to stay faithful
until that dimension of Christ
is fully formed
in us. Read.
For spiritual fathering, God gives us the spiritual permission for a relationship to develop
into this nature.
Spiritual fathering. God ordained.
Spiritual fathering is what?
God ordained.
It's God's apostolic blueprint to get things done in the earth realm. Go ahead.
And God commissioned. Spiritual fathering requires motivating. Their potential.
And giftings.
To full maturity. A good father talks to his son.
Watch this. A good father talks to his sons.
Potential.
He talks to his sons' potential.
But a bad father reacts to his own faults in his sons.
I know I have a good father. Somebody won't pour their life into you. I hope somebody act like they listening. Go ahead.
We must witness the grace of God
in people
and nurture them
in that grace. See, that's the job of a spiritual father. See, you know the maturity of a spirit. Can I talk to y'all up in here?
Yes,
I'll never forget the first time I preached for Apostle Thompson. Now, when you're a young preacher, knowing you preaching behind somebody, you're going to be in front of somebody mature like that,
right?
You won't tremble in your boots. Because you better have something. Lord, I got to dot every I, cross every T. Lord, he going to be examining every word I say, criticizing. You want to hear some maturity? Y'all want to hear some maturity from a father who know how to father? He says, son, you're going to preach for me. I want you to go out there and be uniquely yourself. I'm with you. No, I'm with you. I'm not here to criticize you. I'm not going to be trying to ostracize. I'm with you. When you go up there to preach, I'm going with you. You don't have to be concerned about what I'm thinking, how I'm feeling. I'm with you. Go out there and be who God made you. Oh, y'all, I wish y'all. See, you ain't never, some of y'all ain't been had to preach for nobody of this caliber. Are you listening? And then when you get that, from that day to this day, when it comes to sharing the word, I'm studying so much behind him, I'm not concerned about that. Because I'm feeding from him. I listen to his teachings, Sundays and Wednesdays, and teach it at my home church. That's apostolic. I got a lot of preachers who won't choke on that. Huh? Yeah, I preach what he preached. That's what Jesus taught the 12 to do. Go ahead.
There is a balance between reproducing ourselves
in others
without destroying their own unique personality.
Now, did you catch what I said? He told me go out there and use your uniqueness. Are you listening? I don't want to make clones and clowns. You got that? But I want to take the grace that I have upon me and put it upon you and cause the grace that's upon you to go further.
Right.
Go ahead, sir.
And producing clones
who do not have an identity
of their own. There's a delicate
work of wisdom
and maturity
which is available
for spiritual fathering. Spiritual fathering
is to produce self-government
in sons.
In sons.
Sons must be taught how to police their own lives.
Sons must be taught how to police their own lives. Without a son growing up and maturing and learning how to police his own life, he remains a child. That's why a lot of men are bipolar. Now, I'm not trying to be funny here. I have a situation I know about. I see it. I've seen generations of it where the son cannot really go and experience the uniqueness that God made him, because as Apostle Thompson used this term, he called smothering. He said, I'm not here to smother your ministry. I'll let you make some mistakes. Y'all ain't talking to me. He said, you got to miss it before you make it. Y'all won't do everything right. But this is also what he said. There's a lot of stuff you won't have to go through. There are a lot of roadblocks and holes and pitfalls I can keep you out of if you just listen. Go ahead, sir.
They must be taught
how to stand up
for their own conviction
and their own rights.
They must learn
how to fight
for their own spiritual bread
and butter.
This helps the relationship
to be constantly refreshing
to one another. We cannot become dependent
on the spiritual fathers.
Over dependence reveals a lack of maturity
in sons. Now, I got to put a peg here. This is why people disconnect from Apostle Thompson. Because he is a multi-millionaire over and over and over. And when you connect and you become spiritually irresponsible in your finances, you cannot expect the apostle of finances to come to your rescue. And so that's why people get offended and walk away. Because the job of a spiritual father is to teach you how to carry out for yourself. I don't want no 50-year-old child coming out. Dad, I got the money for my high note. Come on now. Right. Oh, don't get upset now. Right. Time to grow up. Yeah. See, I didn't join to Apostle Thompson because of money, but money cometh. Are you listening? Yeah. I don't have to go if I get in a jam or something, I got to go talk to him. He's not my source. He taught me God's my source. And if I do what he's teaching me, I don't have to come looking to him for nothing. God will get you out of a hard spot if you learn. Baby, I'm telling y'all, you got to grow up financially too. And we cannot look to our spiritual fathers for our bread and butter. See, you can give a man a fish or you can teach him how to fish. I believe apostolic fathering and maturity is teaching a person how to fish and not giving them a fish, because then they'll be dependent on you the rest of their lives. And God knows in this generation, we see men who are still children. Go ahead, sir.
Spiritual fathering
is solidly
based on covenant relationship.
Spiritual fathering cannot
be carried out
by organizational expertise.
We cannot run rightly
according to timetables
to raise up spiritual children. It is a functional relationship
and it's not a mechanical task.
An open-ended communication
is essential
towards helping develop
meaningful relationships.
Spiritual fathering
is to produce
successors
who will rock it
past us in ministry.
Fathers are never threatened
by their son's achievement.
I got to put a peg here. Because, see, Apostle Thompson floored me one day. I looked at him, I said, when I grow up, I want to be just like you. And you know what he looked at me and told me? Ron, you're going farther than me. Hold up here. time out, throw a flag. But you know, you have to understand his heart. See, his heart is, I'm not intimidated, sir, by you going past me. You are my glory. You are my joy. Y'all ain't talking to me. God wasn't concerned about Jesus stealing no glory from him. Jesus was his glory. Man cannot steal glory from God because man is God's glory. A son is his father's glory. Thank you for your enthusiasm. How much time you got on the clock? You can, don't get me in no trouble now. 9 minutes. Okay, come on. Let's go. Roll.
They desire their children.
They desire their children
to excel.
To excel
and surpass them.
And to surpass them
in every way.
In every way.
Of prosperity and blessing.
Of prosperity and blessing. Can I tell y'all, this will make you scratch your head if you know all Apostle God right now. I'm going to tell you right now. This will make you go, Lord, did you? Yep, but he said it. You follow the blueprint. Every generation should exponentially increase. Go ahead.
Father's desire. The children to break into. Newer areas.
That they themselves.
Have failed to explore.
Now watch what I'm about to say. There are things that God put in Apostle Thompson. Are you listening? Huh? That when he transferred what God put in him to his sons, they will carry out aspects that he couldn't get to. Y'all want an example? David desired to build God a house. But God told David, no, it's a great thing I put it in your heart. Because desires in our heart come from God. Are you listening? But God said, no, David, your son Solomon going to do it. It's in you, but you go it on and transfer it to Solomon. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Y'all see it later. Paul had a Timothy. Paul said, I will send no other man to you because I find nobody else like-minded. Nobody think like I think. I got Timothy here. If I send Timothy to you, that's me. So Jesus would say, if you've seen me, you've seen my father. I think like my father. I'm going to do what my father would do. That's what we need today. We don't need somebody trying to climb up another tree and do it another way. We need someone to love the flock like we love them. Care for the saint like we would care for them. That's real fathering. Go ahead, sir.
The father wants the children.
To be worthy successors.
That provides continuance. To what they have achieved thus far. The desire of spiritual fathers. Is not only to reproduce themselves.
In others.
But also achieve them. Through their call. And ministry.
Did you hear that? There are things your spiritual father going to get joy out of because they're going to live to see you achieve them. That's better than dying and don't see nothing, no fruit of what you labored for. Come on now. To reap the fruit of your labor is not just all that's just coming to you in blessing in monetary form. It's what you see you have imparted to another generation and you know it's going to go farther. Go ahead, sir.
Through spiritual fathering, we can provide a continuance
to a move of God
that started in the heart of God
through one man. Did you hear what that just said? We can continue a move of God that started in the heart of God when he gave it to the man he put in this earth realm to carry it out. There are a lot of people that God could have gave money coming to, but God chose Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. And then God began to have people to connect to him that he can father because God wants this move to be here till he come back. Y'all, God told him money cometh would not leave until Jesus came back. So if Jesus come back 5,000 years from now, hello, somebody, money cometh still beeth in the earth realm.
Yes, sir.
Because it was imparted apostolically and prophetically, accurately to another generation. Make no mistake about it. Apostle Thompson is like no other man I've ever known. As a matter of fact, I was born and come up in the churches of God in Christ, and there was a man by the name of Bishop Charles Mason. He actually was an apostle. He's the one who formed the largest black Pentecostal denomination in the world called the Church of God in Christ. Are you listening to me? But what you got to understand is I've been around fathers who said they see the spirit of Bishop Mason upon y'all ain't talking to me. This man is packing, baby. Y'all notice how excited he been since he started reading, how he done changed? It must be something about people who read, huh? Go ahead, read.
The man carries the message.
The man carries the message.
The response to the message.
The response to the message.
Gather momentum.
Gathers momentum.
In the hearts of the people.
In the hearts of the people.
When the message is spread.
When the message is spread.
To others.
To others.
It becomes a movement.
It becomes a movement.
That affects the nation.
That affects the nation.
The whole nation flows.
The whole nation flows.
With the man.
With the man.
And his message.
And his message.
This is the principle.
This is the principle
of succession in motion.
Of apostolic succession in motion. Something we have not seen in this generation. Where somebody is passed that baton and they keep carrying it out. Right. In its original form.
Yes, sir.
What you got? How many minutes?
4 minutes.
Okay, keep going then. We got the rope. They ain't getting out early.
The process of fathering.
The process of fathering.
The times of the revival.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish, baby. Say that again.
The times of the revival.
The times of the revivalist.
Are times of training.
Are times of training.
By the process of impartation.
By the process of impartation.
The fastest way of training.
The fastest way of training.
Is through the spiritual process.
Is through the spiritual process.
Of impartation.
Of impartation.
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 Is the ability to plant.
Is the ability to plant.
Any seed.
Any seed.
Form into the spirits
of others,
what we possess in our lives,
what we possess in our lives,
ministries
and call.
Impartation also releases.
Impartation also releases
with it a supernatural quickening
on that planted seed
to mature it to full harvest.
To mature it to full harvest.
The quickening spirit
is also released. Is also released
to speed up the time of maturity.
To speed up the time of maturity
and fullness.
And fullness.
The training by impartation.
The training by impartation.
Is supernaturally effective.
Is supernaturally effective.
And multiplies the results.
And it multiplies the results.
The mature minister.
The mature minister.
Is reproducing a greater measure.
Is reproducing a greater measure.
To his ministry.
To his ministry.
He lives through those.
He lives through those.
Who he has trained.
Who he has trained.
The process of impartation.
The process of impartation.
Impartation cannot take place.
Impartation cannot take place.
Through superficial contact.
Through superficial contact.
Or casual touch.
Or casual touch.
Only a touch.
Only a touch.
Of diligent faith.
Of diligent faith.
Can draw impartation.
Can draw impartation.
Into our lives.
Into our lives.
Impartation can be done.
Impartation can be done.
Only by life transfer.
Only by life transfer.
Only a life force.
Only a life force
can implant seed.
Can implant seed.
Impartation requires.
Impartation requires.
Intense, passionate hearts.
A tense, passionate heart.
Impartation requires.
Impartation requires.
Forceful release.
Forceful release.
Impartation is only possible.
Impartation is only possible.
If we have something we can impart.
If we have something we can impart.
We cannot impart.
We cannot impart.
What we do not.
What we do not personally.
Possess.
Possess.
We cannot impart.
We cannot impart.
What we have not got.
What we have not got.
Impartation will affect.
Impartation will affect.
Every aspect of our lives.
Every aspect of our lives.
A human seed impregnated.
A human seed impregnating a woman
into a human body not only brings
into a human body not only brings
biological change
biological a body changes
but also hormonal
and
psychological change impartation takes place at different levels of spiritual maturity the impartation of a pastor to leaders,
needs a greater level,
of maturity, and resources,
on
the part, of the one imparting,
That's it. I knew I was getting there. That's it. Now, further instruction, y'all finished chapter 18. Once again, it's been a joy teaching and sharing with y'all this book. Over the summer, go back and go over those apostolic classes and other things. Bless you.